Later, we talked to Silva's father.
I'm Joel Silva, and I'm his dad.
Who told us a little more about Silva's character.
Being one to be very athletic, to be involved in any kind of sports, whether it be wrestling, running, track, basketball. We took time out every day when we got on. We either played ball, we played basketball, horseshoes. It was always something. We were always doing camping, hiking, boating. People that I'd never known, they say, oh, you're Joey's dad. I say, yes. It's everything. It's always positive. It's always been positive.
Do you remember the night that he was arrested?
I was at work, and he worked with me at the same place. I can't remember what day it was, but I know when I first heard about it and it happened, he was being taken away. I asked him right then, please don't say anything until I get you an attorney, because I wasn't aware of what had happened. But obviously, he just volunteered. The only thing that he was ever guilty of was not giving Bonnie a ride home. And I wanted to apologize to the family right then and there for the fact that he didn't give her a ride home.
When the trial was going on, and I know your wife had cancer.
Yes.
But this killed her. I mean, this really hurt her, as it would any mom.
Yes, and I believe that truly, because I remember that day when they said he was guilty, feeling in her hand. It was like a vice grip, and said, I don't want to live no more. And she was always the one that was very particular about her home. Does, and then it was just always in a robe, coming into the kitchen, just sitting there with a coffee. And that was her life. That was her life. I just believe she just totally gave up.
Silva's father, just like a son, maintains that innocence. The innocence that his son never committed rape. Instead, consensual.
I don't want for him to be incarcerated still and Lord call me home like he did his mom. I want to be able to finally let go of my tears, my pain, my heartaches. I just wanted to let it go.
After a jury trial, the defendant was convicted as charged October 1st, 2003, then sentenced October 27th.
I'll be working on my 17th year of incarceration. I received a max sentence of 22 years at 100% for something I didn't do. I want to clear my name of this after all these years.
In the Court of Criminal Appeals of Tennessee at Nashville in year 2008, court documents show, quote, counsel stated she learned that the victim had gotten a ride from a trucker after walking, but she said that the victim did not know the trucker's name or the license plate, and that the victim could not describe it more precisely than an 18-wheeler. Counsel said that she requested all the information the state had on the trucker, but that the state did not have any to convey. The trial counsel testified that the biggest obstacle for them to overcome was the petitioner's admission to the police that he and the victim had sex the night of the incident.
When we were finished, I opened up the car door on the left side, and she ended up coming out of the back seat. And as she exited my car, I kind of noticed that she was, I'm going to use the words that the nurse used when she did her interview with her. I believe it was at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning. She said it was like a drunken stupor. And she couldn't understand what she was saying, and therefore I'm saying that also I couldn't understand what she was saying, but she had walked around to the front of the car, like on the right fender, and I was like, hey, what are you doing, you know, blah blah blah, yada yada yada. I don't know, I ended up leaving her there. I didn't know that her belongings were in my car. I did not know that. And no, I shouldn't have left her there. I said that for the record myself, but I did not rape her. That's what the courts are accusing me of. And I didn't do those things.
However, any appeal filed by Silva was dismissed, and Silva remains behind bars. If anything is to change in the future, it will be up to the governor of Tennessee. Reporting for WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.